Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We're the word association. We heard
the implication.
Dessert,
evaluation.
We're the word
association.
We're the word association.
We heard
the implication.
Dessert,
evaluation.
We're the
word
association.
Oh, and hey, when you go to bring the check, could you make sure it comes to me? Dad, I want to pick this one up.
Absolutely not. No,
Dad.
No, I know you're trying to be a big shot. You got a new job downtown, but your dad can still pick up a check every once in a while.
Well, you've been picking them up my whole life, and I would really, really like to treat you to dinner. So if it isn't too much trouble, sir, if you could just bring the check to me, that would be wonderful.
How about this, sir? When the check comes, we'll give you each one of our cards, okay? We'll do a little credit card roulette. I saw this. A couple of buddies did this. So we'll give you our cards, and then, you pick one, and whoever you pick, that's who does it. And then, but also, bring a revolver with one bullet in the chamber.
Dad.
I'm not gonna bring a gun.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a joke.
There's no need. Yeah, please. We're so sorry.
At Cracker Barrel?
I'm just kidding. We're just gonna do credit card roulette. I was joking that I also wanted to do Russian roulette.
Okay. Well,
it's just a joke.
Okay. Well, here at Cracker Barrel, we don't leave a lot of wiggle room for humor. We have our little brain game at the table. That's the peg game, a lot of people commonly call it. Misquoting the actual name. It's the brain game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our humor. That's our whimsy. And besides that, we're not allowed to joke. So I'm going to go back. I'm going to charge both of these cards, and then one of you can dispute the claim because we're not supposed to get in the middle of this.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah, of course.
So I was on the computer, and it's a shared computer with me and my wife.
This is a lot of information I don't need.
Well, I just asked you a question. I was at a shared computer with me and my wife, and I went to search something, and pegging came up in the Google search. Is it different than the game?
Not allowed to comment on that, sir. I think you know what it is. I see your eyes welling up. I think you know what it is, and you want me to say it, but I'm not going to do it.
This is a lot for me to learn about my mother.
I can only imagine.
Well, I mean, maybe the maid or somebody used it. I don't know. It's an open computer.
Yeah, you do have zero security on your computer, Dad. You just leave it on and open. And
I can't remember passwords. I can't remember them.
Listen, can I ask, what's like the most expensive thing on your menu? I feel like really going for it tonight.
Yes, well, we do have, it's off menu. I don't know if you've heard of this.
No.
It's a new craze. In-N-Out does it. A lot of places do it, an off menu item. What we do is we take one of our cinnamon brews and we cover that in a maple glaze. We put it in the oven at 450 for 35 minutes, get a nice crust, a nice caramelization. We take it at,
Oh, no, please.
It's a high heat for a long time.
No, let's keep hearing the dish, Dad. This is off menu.
No, I'm sorry. I must have insulted him. I thought I was just reading the off. I thought I was doing you a favor. Let me be back. Sorry, I'm getting a little emotionally upset. Some of us have maids. Some of us don't have maids. I'm the one without a maid. So I'll be right back. And did you want the cinnamon broom dessert, or that sounded dumb? It's dumb.
I didn't say anything. I didn't hear how it was finished. It's still in the oven. I don't know what happens next.
It's finished. You crush up 32 ounces of old old-timey button candy.
2 pounds
now,
of candy?
Candy?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, it's dumb. You're
no,
right.
No, no, no,
it's
I'm so
dumb.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's no, no. Dumb. No, you're right.
No, I was just...
Son, let him finish. Let him finish. It's clear that it means a lot to him.
You're right. I'm so sorry. 32 ounces button candy, 32 ounces crushed.
Work it. Crackle Barrel, they said, Todd. It'll be fun, they said, Todd. It's old-timey button candy. Now it's attached to sort of a white paper. Have you seen this? Have you seen this candy?
Yeah,
it's out in the
lobby.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And when you take it off, there's no way there's not a little bit of paper left on the back of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you crush it up to sort of mask the paper flavor. Then what we do is we take a A&W root beer chapstick. We melt that down in a saucepan. We add some chives. Okay. Mm-hmm. We add in some liquid glitter. Mm-hmm. You can find it in our lobby. We add in the shavings. You know, it's like a bald guy, and you use a little magnet to make a mustache or
sure.
a toupee
yeah,
for him.
Yeah, Wooly Willy.
We use those shavings. What was it?
It's Wooly Willy.
You know it.
He's on the box of the shavings.
We put that over the top. We add in some of our famous spiced apples. And we top it all off with a dollop of ice cream and serve it on a... It's sort of a rug you can play checkers on.
Oh. Okay.
I can tell why it's off menu, because that wouldn't, whatever you just described wouldn't fit on the menu. Also, does it come with a shot of insulin?
So sorry, Todd, no. He didn't mean that. And So I'm very sorry.
You're insulting me. Insulting.
I will say I'm a little, you got 2 pounds of button candy and a dollop of ice cream. I feel like the ratio is a little off.
Candy. That means there's going to be at least a pound of paper in that thing as well.
God damn it, Todd. You should have said, I'm in a sullen mood. That was a way better play on words. You know what? This is my concoction. They ask each one of us here Cracker Barrel to come up with our own spin on things. Mm-hmm. We haven't sold any of these, but I appreciate the feedback.
Sure.
Would you like to purchase any of our whimsical metal advertisements that are hanging on the wall?
I would love to get myself a harmonica on the way out.
Absolutely. Up one of those.
I
Anything
do have
else?
A blank space in my kitchen. Do you have any? I didn't get a chance to look at the signs. Any good kitchen signs?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. We have some of the chugiest signs you could ever purchase. We have Don't Coffee to Me Until I've Had My Talk.
Oh, I like
that. We have When Mama Ain't Happy, Ain't Nobody Happy.
Mm-hmm.
We have Live, Laugh, Drink Wine.
Mm.
We have Live, Drink Wine, Love. Mm-hmm. We have Drink Wine, Laugh, Love. So
okay.
All iterations
All the
of
greatest
that.
Hits, yep.
All the greatest hits. We have...
Do you have one that says, if mom's cooking, don't you be a-looking?
We have two different versions of those. We have one that's subtle and one that's a little more on the nose. We have one that's mortgage isn't anything but an age.
Okay. Yeah.
We have a lot of those.
Okay. Good. Good.
And you know, I do. Now that I'm thinking about it, do you have? Because I just moved into a new place. I got a job downtown.
Yes.
I got
well, congratulations. New,
yeah. Thank you so
much. That's why we're here celebrating.
Yeah, we're celebrating at Cracker Barrel. And you know, I do also have some space in my bathroom. Do you happen to have a if you sprinkle while you tinkle, be a sweetie and wipe the seedy sign?
We do have one of those.
Perfect.
We also have one that says, there's no pee in pool and let's keep it that way. But that doesn't make sense because there is a pee in pool.
There is a pee in pool. Yeah, there sure is.
We also have one that says, you know, it's time to go on a diet when you start getting dimples on the wrong cheeks. And it's a little guy naked with his butt cheeks.
What about if you take a dump and you feel a lump, call your doctor?
Where are you feeling this lump, Dad?
On your testicles.
So you're just taking a dump and all right.
Well, if your balls are sitting on the seat, you know, you might be
a lot of tables
a redneck.
Are giving... Oh, we do have some Jeff Foxworthy literature.
Thank God.
Also, we're getting some sideways glances from a lot of tables. I should just go run the bill. And also,
we haven't ordered
I failed to
yet.
Tell you.
We
look over there.
Yeah.
Look over there. That's a camera. That's a camera.
What?
I'm
what?
Al Rafi. You're actually on an episode of the Word Association. You're actually Rob White. You're actually Brett Lyons.
God. Oh, wow.
And this is not a Cracker Barrel in Lexington, Kentucky. This is a podcast. Wow. Our longest improv scene yet.
Was it?
I disagree on that. I think we've definitely gone longer before.
I don't think so.
Well, I think it was. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, we learned a lot.
I got to say, Anytime I see a store that just sells the chuggiest of signs, it's just such a delight to see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What are 48-year-old white women up to these days? What's going on? Mm-hmm. What are the new mottos? What are the new...
I felt like that word was hot for like a week, and then I haven't heard it since you just said it.
Well, you know what? Maybe today my word is chuggy.
There's no way.
It wasn't going to be, but it is now.
It's not a real word.
I don't know the word.
Okay. It's... just sort of, well, you know what? I'll stick with the word I did have.
Perfect.
Which is maybe equally confusing to Brett. This word is lanyap. Lanyap.
Oh, I think I need a definition.
So lanyap.
Like is that what you, like if I go to a conference and I put my name in a lanyet?
Nope.
It's going to be a lanyard. Lanyap, the three of us have all been to New Orleans several times and all together as a group. Mm-hmm. Lanyap is... I assume it's French. I didn't really look into this. It's a French word that means a little something extra.
A little something what?
A little something extra.
Oh.
So if you're in New Orleans and you have a meal, they might bring you some cornbread and be like, here's a little lanyap. Or if you're at a hotel, they might...
Are you saying land yap?
Well, I'm not saying a D. I'm saying lanyap.
Okay.
You're not so saying
it's just a little, it's just like a fun, a bonus, a little bonus treat.
I mean, so if I had to spell it, I'd say L-A-N-D-Y-A-P.
I think just take the D out and you're there.
Yeah, but I'd
well,
say.
The D is just a P with a belt. With, what I can't remember what it is.
There we go. So is it mainly food related then, lanyap, or is it like other things? Like I went to the bank and deposited a check and they're like, here's a lanyap. And they hand me a free pen.
Here's 50 bucks. A little lanyap. In terms of my relationship with the word, I've only experienced it in food context, but I'm pretty sure it's sort of a catch-all for any sort of kindness in terms of I'm giving you something when I'm not required to, or it's not expected or anything like that. So if somebody upgrades your room at a hotel, I don't know if that's considered lanyap, but if they give you a little toiletry bag, that would be lanyap. It's a great word.
It's just a nice, it's a great word. Yeah. And it's a nice, a little lanyap goes a long way.
Yeah, I mean.
You know? It's a nice touch.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you got it.
Brett wanted to interrupt before he had anything to say?
No. It
classic
wasn't
Brett?
It wasn't that. I was trying to think of a lanyap Morissette. A lanyap Morissette. You ought to know that you get a little extra.
A lanyap Morissette. Truly, Brett, one day they will study your brain.
Like I said, you say your word and talk, and then I just keep, I figure out things in my brain to make the word into.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes the middle of my sentence is the beginning of yours, which is totally fine.
Absolutely. You kidding me? Would you say that, well, we know, Adel, I would say New Orleans, I think, would be in your top two cities, right?
Absolutely.
You love that place.
Oh, yeah. Food, culture, music. It's got everything. Interesting architecture. It's got ghosts. It's got it all.
I do have a lot of ghosts. And that's one thing I've never done there. Because I don't, this is where we differ on a lot of things, Adel. You love Supernatural. I don't like it.
The TV show or the...
Yeah. The WB TV show. No, do you ever do those vampire ghost tours or ghost tours in New Orleans?
Absolutely. And here's the thing. I think we've talked about this before. I don't necessarily believe in ghosts, but I think it's super fun. And I love seeing the sort of local characters who put on a top hat and a cape and are like, this is my life. This is like...
Yeah.
My whole shebang is like doing this, and I think it's just really fascinating. We did a World News one. Rob, I don't think you were on it.
Don't think I went to that tour.
But it was me, Arnie Niekamp, Megan O'Neill, Alex Alhauer, somebody else.
Well, I was on that trip, but I don't know if I did.
Yes, I don't
think I went to the ghost tour, though.
But I don't think you're on the ghost tour. But there's some interesting stuff in terms of, I'll just give a few quick things so as to not dominate the conversation. But there's a few interesting things, which was, a lot of the pillars in the French Quarter have like these thorns on them, and they're called Romeo thorns because it was like rich people in the olden days would like put their daughter on the second floor, and then like men would,
so guys couldn't climb up.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
And the phrase they would use is the guys would climb up a Romeo and come down as the other
Juliet.
Because the thorns would like rip open their.
Oh, wait a minute. So it was like a reverse, like spikes for a tire. Like you're okay on the way up. It's just on the way down, they'll get you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So I found that very interesting and absolutely insane. And then also we went to the, I'm forgetting the name, LaLaurie House. LaLaurie?
Oh, Madame, yeah. I've heard of that place.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that is
spooky.
When I went there, Nicolas Cage owned it. I think he has since sold it for financial problems reasons. But that's where they apparently, like, a lot of weird shit went down in terms of, like, cutting off people's arms and sewing feet where their arms is and arms where their feet is.
I saw, speaking of ghosts, I saw a video today where a man drive through a cemetery in his Tesla. And, you know, like, Tesla has, like, the autopilot thing.
Oh, yeah, and it showed
He drove through a cemetery at night, and, like, it was showing, like, people walking in front of the car even though there was nobody there.
Well, I'm sure that was that real.
I mean, I'm sure it wasn't, but yeah. It'd be spooky, though, right?
No.
Do we think that Tesla, because there are, I mean, the Tesla recognizes bodies, and there are bodies in a graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are.
So maybe it showed just, like,
I mean,
the recent.
Yeah, but, like, you're not driving through the dirt going flat.
I'll say this right now, and I don't want to freak you guys out.
Mm-hmm.
When I die and I'm buried, I want you to, not just I give permission, I actively want you to dig me up. I think
you don't think you'll be cremated? You don't think you want to be cremated?
Probably, but I think there's something.
Come on, don't
so,
give us a job after you die. Just like,
yeah. Well, how
really
about
romanticize
this?
How about
being
this?
Dug up.
You get cremated, and you just also preemptively through Amazon a week before you die, send us a pallet full of glue, and your last wish is to put you back together.
What?
I don't know. I just think it'd be a funny.
I think that would, yeah.
I think it'd be a pretty good prank because it'd be pretty hard to put, you know, dust back together, but.
Yeah, I'd say impossible because I think it's changed. It's changed.
And
course.
When we get that pile of ashes, could you throw in like a little lanyap? Just something.
Yeah, there'll be a,
something. Yeah, yeah. Just so we can identify the body. Put a little lanyap around.
Oh, look, it's Adel's ashes and a king cake. That's nice.
Oh, no.
Oh, and there's not a baby inside, but one of his knuckle bones.
When would you want the... I guess the lanyap is always nice if you're out to eat, when you get an unexpected something.
Yes.
In the beginning, would you prefer like a pre-meal lanyap or like a post-meal, like a dessert lanyap? I think I would go pre. I would go pre.
I will say that I was just in Chicago not that long ago. We went to a friend of ours restaurant, Daisy's, which is a fantastic place. And the person knew we were going. So we did get an appetizer, a free lanyap. But then when we were there, we recognized the server who has served us at like the Aviary and Kiko, another place. And that guy was super nice. And then he sent us a lanyap for dessert. So we got the double, we got double ended. And I would agree. I definitely want it to be the appetizer. I would do a cocktail, appetizer, or dessert because a main is too hard.
So you got double. So you got Eiffel Tower.
You got Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
You got Eiffel Tower. Eiffel lanyaped.
Yeah, I got Eiffel.
Did you get Eiffel lanyaped?
Both are French. Both are French.
I just don't ever like free desserts are a very nice gesture, but I don't really like a lot of desserts.
Yeah, it's tough.
And then
for
I feel
you.
Like the obligation to be like, I don't want to eat this piece of cake or whatever it is.
So let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question. I have this all the time. Is something will be on a plate and I don't want to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just came with it. Let's say like a weird rice comes with like my steak or whatever.
A weird, rice.
Weird rice.
Sure.
I like a rice with like a bunch of shit in it.
From
you know,
my
like,
heart and from my head, what a people, what a weird rice. Anthony Michael Hall.
Do you? And I have anxiety because I don't want to make it look like I'm wasting it. So sometimes I'll just put my fork through it and scatter it to make it
that,
look
my
like.
My wife does that. It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
I can't.
You're not
touch
fooling
it.
Anyone.
You know, I have to move it around, or sometimes I'll feel really bad and I'll like put some on my wife's plate to look like maybe she took some as well. I can't just leave it like untouched. I feel bad.
Wait, is this something you ordered?
I'm just saying it came with what I wanted.
Oh, okay. Because I did have, I don't have that problem. There was one time, this is a long time ago. This was probably at like 3 o'clock in the morning. We went to one of those like golden apple, golden whatever's around Chicago, yeah. You know, those like 24-hour diners. I went with a couple of people. It was after something. It was late. And I had a mozzarella stick phase. And I ordered mozzarella sticks. I was just couldn't get enough of them after drinking. It was a problem. But they came out. And I don't think they had changed the grease for a really long time because I bit into it and it tasted like fish.
Ooh.
And I ate one. I was like, oh, this is terrible. I didn't want to eat it. And then the people I were with, they were like, here, we'll just eat them. And I was like, no. Don't touch them. I want them to see that I didn't eat them.
Are you sure it wasn't a fish stick on accident?
Definitely not a fish stick. But the moral of the story is they didn't care. They just took it away and gave me the check. But I still needed to communicate that they were
at
bad
a place
somehow.
Like that, I wouldn't care. But if I'm at a nicer establishment, I feel bad. Mm. Like, if I'm at fucking Golden Nugget 3 a.m., I've been to plenty of places where someone's ordered me something and I've passed out and hadn't eaten it. But, Yep. at like a nice place, I feel bad.
We, Rob, you and I went to a very fancy Italian place in New York, owned and operated by a chef who was no longer in favor. But we had a friend who was friends with this chef.
Rocco Di Spirito. No, it was not him. But go ahead.
Sebastian Maniscalchi. So we went there, and I think our friend was with us maybe, but the friend knew the chef to some degree. But basically at the end of the fancy meal, they brought us out a lagniappe because we had somebody in the party who was friends with the chef. They brought us out lagniappe, which was like a big, it was almost like a dollhouse or something. And then they opened it up and pulled out all these drawers. It was like doors and drawers and all these hidden compartments. And there's pieces of chocolate everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I remember being like, I am so stuffed. I don't know. It was too much because we had already had, as part of the tasting menu, there was desserts. And then this was something extra. So I remember being like,
dessert? Oh man, that's too much. Yeah.
I remember being like, I wish this had been, they had tipped their hat to this. I wish that this had been brought out first, even though that doesn't make sense for chocolate. But it was just so overwhelming that I was like, this is too much.
I wasn't there. I went the year before to his other place. I didn't go that year. So I did not.
You were there with us.
No. Babbo, it was called, was where we went. I think that was Del Posto you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't make it there.
But it was a frustrating, not frustrating, but it was like, oh boy, I can't. But now it's like, they're going to be like, the guest refused the special
delivery.
They brought
you more doors full of s'mores. You have to eat them.
Do you consider this a lagniappe? Because I know I've talked about I do like when you go into a hotel and they just hand you a drink. Is that a lagniappe?
Yeah, that's a little something extra.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very nice touch.
That's a fantastic thing.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Yeah, any vacation place that should just be. I feel like I've only been to two places and they did that. And they were actually very cordial in the sense of like right away they were like, oh, do you want a boozy one or not a boozy one? Because obviously you don't want to set someone off the rails on day one if they're not drinking anymore.
Yeah. What would be like a ridiculous at a restaurant, and it's like a real food, but something that would just be kind of silly to give to somebody mid-meal.
Like a steak?
I'm thinking or like, I guess maybe, but like something smaller still. Like, I'm wondering if it was just like a chicken wing. If you just like set that down. And you're like, and this is from the chef. You're like, a chicken wing?
Honestly, something weird would be.
Chicken wing?
And weird would be wing, something, they bring you something and you notice it wasn't on the menu. Sometimes that's a little weird.
I feel like oatmeal, or if they were like.
Oatmeal would be tough.
It'd be funny if, like, the chef has been tinkering around trying to figure out the formula for squirt. Here is 10 ounces. And it's like,
what about a Bavarian pretzel with, like, beer cheese?
Oh, that would be glorious. Are you kidding me?
No, I mean, if you're almost done with your meal, that seems like it's pretty heavy.
That sounds incredible.
Well, I hope maybe during this break, you get a lagniappe from maybe one of our sponsors, or maybe you'll just get music. But either way, enchanté.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we back y'all here down in the French Quarter. We having a good time. We just had our lagniappe. That was fantastic. We strolling down Magazine Street. And it happens that my word, also, without knowing your word, has a little New Orleans flair to it.
Ooh.
My word today is masquerade.
Ooh. I thought it was going to be chapatulis.
No, because I don't know. Chapstick for two lips? That's a dumb word.
That's not bad. Honestly, that's actually really not bad.
It's Brett, it's not bad, but it's no
Lanyap
Mordors for s'mores. One does not simply walk into Mordors for s'mores.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, masquerade is my word today.
You got a masquerade ball. You can masquerade as something else. Yeah, that's not my vibe. I kind of like to just be me.
Rob, I've told you this before, and I'm disappointed it didn't stick. When life hands you masks, Brett, make masquerade is what I'm going for.
Very good.
Brett looked real confused.
Like, no, I liked it. I liked that a lot.
Yeah.
A masquerade ball, do they wear masks or is it just costumes? It is masks.
It's masks,
right?
I'm pretty sure it's masks. Yeah, a lot of times it's like the mask on the stick.
Mask on a stick, which sounds like
a hot dog on a stick.
Street food?
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, I think for a masquerade, I feel like it's typically one third of a mask where it covers like...
Right.
It's like a Phantom of the Opera, but tinier, or like a little, almost like opera binoculars, but covering
your
eyes.
It's like nose up for the most part for those masks.
It's like, we can all tell who this is. Right. It's Archbishop.
It's not like Eyes Wide Shut with like the long, like full cover
Plague Doctor masks. Yeah. Never seen that movie.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's all right.
It's not something you rewatch either.
No. It's a one-time watch. If I ever walked into a party and everybody's wearing masks, I don't think I would like it.
You'd be like, whoa, my eyes are wide open. I got to get out of here. Like,
where's the front door? Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Hates masquerade, but loves Eyes Are Wide Open. Interesting. Just trying to discern your comedy tastes.
Mine?
Didn't like my joke, my lemonade joke, but liked Eyes Wide Open.
Let me know next time. Send out the masquerade air horn and masquerade horn. I couldn't do it.
Masquerade? Cockroach screaming that.
I love that.
Great 90s commercial.
I think we've talked about this before, and I like Halloween. Mm-hmm. I like costumes that don't require a mask. And I don't think I've been to a formal like masquerade.
Mm. No, you would
party.
Know.
I just don't
you
enjoy.
Know. You
I
would
just,
know. You
I,
put
I,
your keys
I,
in
I like the hand. I've done the one where I'm holding it, but that's so easy to come off or whatever. It's also just such a tedious thing to do. And like, I know everybody here. We're not. This is whatever.
Some people like dressing up. Even World News, like when we have to put on suits for World News, I'm just like, this, I despise it.
You feel like you're masquerading.
I feel like I'm masquerading. It's I'm putting on a mask and putting on a suit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's something I'll say. This is sort of going off Halloween, Brett, and what you're saying. This is a very specific disgust I have. I hate that all these monster movies, and I think it started with the Halloween killer. Who's that? Mike Myers?
Michael Myers, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mike Myers is Austin Powers.
For all the
yeah.
Halloween movies, thank you so much. Yeah, baby. For all the Halloween movies, and now in every other horror movie where the killer wears a mask, for some reason, they have to have the killer off in the distance standing really hands to the side and everything, staring. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the killer has to turn his head.
Oh, yeah,
like,
the 45-degree angle.
Right,
yeah.
And then tilt it back up. Yeah. And I don't know why, but it infuriates me. It's a pet peeve, and it's almost like, I don't know if I've told you guys this, and I've told other people, and everyone's like, what are you talking about? Every movie trailer of the last 25 years, if it's not an A24 movie or a comedy, every single movie trailer, watch it, listen, look for it. Every single trailer for a movie is set to it's like somebody doing something in little clips, and it's like punch, punch, drive, 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 stab, gun, cock the gun, shoot, 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 punch, smash, 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 smash. It's that. It's music set to people getting hit.
He did the punch.
He did the monster punch.
I want you to start like Adil Rifai's trailer school and teach people how to make that trailer. Like, okay, ready? No, look, Jimmy, play. Look what happened here. You did punch, fight, slap, slap, kick. That makes no sense. It's not flowing. Let's try again.
Dave,
are you stupid?
Your head at a 45 degree angle to let us know that you were the bad guy.
Next time you watch a trailer for any action thriller, whatever, look for that. It's going to be a bunch of action set to...
Well, that's how they pull you in.
I think it started with Atomic Blonde. If you ever saw the trailer for Atomic Blonde, the Charlize Theron movie. Oh, but it was like the song Blue Monday, and it was like da-da-da-da-da-da. But every moment, every percussive moment, instead
it's
of
like
the beat, it was paired
like,
with an impact.
Oh.
Thank you. But I despise it, and it's every single trailer. And just a few months ago, Gemma, my wife, she finally was like, I hear it now, I see it now. And so she calls it out when we see trailer.
She might just be Stockholm syndromed from you always talking about it, though. And maybe she doesn't want to hear about it anymore, so she's agreeing with you.
I'm in. I'm going to give it a shot when I watch the
Thank you.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
You know, the masquerade thing, I like to, I haven't in a while, but you know, I'll put on like a Dateline or something where like, he was masquerading as a simple married man. Like that's, oh, I feel like you always hear that. That's like the beginning of some sort of true crime thing of masquerading. He was a simple bank teller, but there was so much more.
Rob, that's a great voice.
Oh.
People have to be really like, intoxicated by somebody to like, if someone's like, oh, I'm pretending to be this thing, I really feel like you could really suss someone out in like four simple questions.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, hold on. Wait. Before I move on, Brett, what are these four?
I was just going to ask.
Like,
what's
where's
your real name? Who are you really?
Who you are, where you're from. I don't care what you do. As long
no,
as
I would
you
be
love.
Like, you know, I would just, I think you could really figure it out easily of like, you're, like look at their LinkedIn profile. Like, where's
Those
your
aren't questions.
At?
Well, wait,
no.
Are you talking about like somebody who, like the guy who pretended to be a missing person? Like that kind of faking
no,
it?
I think
or
if,
what are you
no,
talking
like,
about?
If you meet somebody and they're like, oh, he says he does this, or she says she does this. Like, and like, you kind of get a feeling like, I don't know if this is true. It's hard to like live a lie.
Can Rob and I put this to,
Yeah, let's put it to the test.
Hard to live a lie. Everyone does it. Brett, okay. So Rob's going to sit down across from you.
Okay.
And you're going to, this is like the Turing test, but for Brett Lyons.
Okay.
So Brett, you're going to ask your four questions and you're going to try and suss out what's going on. Here we go.
Okay.
Or where are we? We're just like at a bar or something and I'm meeting him?
Cracker Barrel.
A bar. Okay.
Wow, I can't believe Cracker Barrel's got a bar now. This is sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It's just kind of nice to get off the road for a little bit.
Oh, yeah? What do you do for work?
One.
Well, FBI. I don't like to talk about it, but I work for the FBI.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Where are you based out of?
Two.
I can't really... it's a state that starts with Virginia. I'll just say that.
Nice. Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you, what time do you go to work, come home every day?
Three.
I mean, there's no real, it depends.
And four, that's two questions.
It depends on like what the investigation is. Sometimes long hours. Sometimes it's an 8-hour day. There's not much going on, you know, depends on my caseload.
Okay, Brett, that was four questions. What's your verdict?
He doesn't work for the FBI. No way.
Wow, actually, it worked.
Hey, fuck me. It worked. It's true.
So remember, if you're ever suspecting someone, ask them, what do you do for a living? Where are you based out of? What time do you go to work and get home from work?
And then that's it. And then you'll know.
Yeah, but Rob was pretty sus about it the whole time. He was like, I don't know if I can answer. I don't know if I can. It just seemed like he was making it up. You know?
No, because I was in the FBI. I was being secretive. That's what we do.
I don't know.
That's what we're taught at Quantico.
Yeah, I feel like if you're not supposed to say, then you wouldn't have said.
Well, that's fair too. That's my first time masquerading as an FBI agent, so I might need some more.
What'd you
think? It was all right. Felt good, actually. It felt like I was really helping people.
You were giving off a real Jodie Foster vibe, which I appreciate.
Yeah. I didn't know if I really worked with like serial killers or the cartel. Couldn't decide.
You worked with serial killers?
Catching them, I mean. Or stopping
them
the cartel.
On their level. Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Anytime someone's masquerading as something else or putting on airs and they trick everyone, they fool everyone. Not anytime. But for the most part, I feel like what it is, people will hand wave it away with another French word, je ne sais quoi, asserting something, something.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like 99 times out of 100, it's just because they're attractive.
You know, the biggest one that I don't understand, and this was from, I think I watched enough, was like the Craigslist guy.
What's that?
Don't understand how people can give large sums of money to people after they only have known them for a short time. And like that guy, they'd be together for like 2 weeks and he would move in after a week because he would lie to them. And I know they're gullible. I know. I get it. But then he'd be like, hey, I need to borrow $10,000. Like, that just seems absurd.
I think it's, well, that person might be desperate for companionship.
Yeah, I get it. He preys on a certain type of person. But I also felt like he didn't. I felt like a lot of the women in that were not, I wouldn't characterize as that type of person.
So the women deserved it.
No, they didn't deserve it.
I just move on, Brett, but it seems like you're saying that.
We don't have to move on. Clip is that true clip at
that?
All?
Clip that.
No, I'm saying before there, I just, it's always wild to me because it's always such a large sum of money.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you guys very well. And if one of you guys asked me for $10,000, I probably wouldn't give it to you.
Wow.
You know, I honestly don't think even if I needed it so badly, I don't think I could ever ask anybody for money. I don't think I physically could do it.
I don't
it.
Know where I'd ever get in my life that I could have to like ask.
I don't know if I've ever asked anyone for anything.
Because also a lot
I hate
of times,
asking people.
Yeah,
for
I hate asking. I really yeah. hate asking for anything.
But also like on Shark Tank, when people are like, oh, we did like a fund of like friends and family mm-hmm. for like my Shark Tank idea.
Yeah.
And they're like, we raised $260,000. I'm like, holy
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, like we made a better zipper.
Yeah, I can get maybe having like that one rich uncle or something that you'd be like, look, I have this really good idea. You do a good pitch and he's like, all right, I'll give you $20,000. Just get out of my hair and he could probably afford it. But
can we talk about the burden that rich uncles have? How many business pitches are they hearing from their relatives?
A lot.
He goes to a family reunion. It's just one picnic table after another picnic table of like, here's the deal. Independent rental car agency. The big ones, what? The Avis, the Hertz. I'm talking about Phil's rental cars in Duluth. Let me just, like,
Oh, actually, can I borrow you? Sorry, Darren. Can I borrow you? Here we go. Squirt, you make it home. Now, it's just as good as the real thing, if not better. What you do, you take 10 ounces.
Of squirt.
Add my special ingredient, stir.
Oh, no.
And you have 12 ounces of squirt.
Yeah, I think they already made it. I believe it's called 50-50, and it's already.
Unky, I have an idea, too. I'm sorry. Just, you know, I feel like Home Goods is really cornering the market on those kitschy kitchen signs. But we need to get the fun back. We need to chug a lug or whatever that word was.
Oh, Uncle, I know you've heard of Swedish fish, but have you ever heard of Danish fish?
Yeah, there's a lot of Danish fish.
No, but they're like a candy.
Oh.
But they're Danish.
The burden of having disposable income, if you're an uncle and single,
oh, yeah.
must be massive.
Massive. Yeah.
You're like, well, I want a new Ford F-150. Mm-hmm. You're like, I want box seats to the Penguins. It's right. like, no.
Right.
You, for the rest of your life, you're expected to send $500 to $1,000 to every relative on their birthday.
Oh, yeah. Birthdays you have to deliver.
Oh, yeah. You're expected to organize the family
every,
vacation.
Every like, lawyer mm-hmm. is like, if you ever win the lottery, do these two things first. Set up, like, call a lawyer that is like they're like, call a lawyer who you trust who is not a friend of your family's. Like someone you don't even know and is just absolutely, they're like, get rid of your phone number immediately. Just get a brand new phone number, brand new email address. And you cut off all communication with the world until like you've settled it, you have it all set up, and then you can go from there. Because apparently, a lot of you know, obviously, if you win $1 billion, the woodwork comes open.
I couldn't do that because I really want to die with a Yahoo email address, and I don't want to change. I'm dug in. I know I'm in the minority, but.
I don't think I've ever realized that. Do you have a Yahoo email address?
My only, it's my main email is my Yahoo, and it's been hacked countless times. Countless. But I still, you know, I'm all Yahoo.
Yahoo's entire security system is just a little pop-up that says, please don't. Like, come on.
Come on.
You just click forget password, they're like, and they're like,
yeah.
What email do you want me to send this password to?
We got enough. We got enough Yahoos here already. We don't need another
come
one.
Come on, please. Don't.
I have an old Yahoo address that I have tried to get into,
mm-hmm.
and every single time I do it, the security like they don't authorize it or something like
really?
That.
Really? Because I think it's super easy. I mean, the number of times I've gotten emails like, "Hey, Rob, you were hacked," when it's like. When you, like, I just send out
this was
like mass
my
emails
school,
of, like, check out this picture or whatever.
I'm bummed because it was, like, my high school and, like, my early 2000s, like, Chicago Improv email address.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to go in and see that inbox and, like, shit like that. But, yeah, I can't get into it. It really bugs me.
I'm actually in Rob's Yahoo right now. Actually, I tripped and landed on my keyboard and it opened up your entire...
yep.
A lot of emails from the FBI.
That sounds right.
And Rob, it looks like you have an email from, this is actually the TWA pod email, twapod@gmail.com. And Rob, it looks like you have an email in your inbox here. Did you want to read it?
Addle, it looks like there's an audio file on the bottom of that email.
Don't open that.
Can you just click that real quick?
Addle, don't.
Okay, let me click here.
We heard it was a mail time. It's such a mail time. Oh, I fucked it up. I fucked it up immediately.
Who's we? This guy's singing alone and he says we?
You can take it again. We'll edit it out. Go ahead.
Okay.
No, we won't. No, we won't.
I heard it was a mail time. It's mail time today. Open up the mail. See what it say. It says
mail time.
Huh. All right.
Make that my ringtone.
No, you know what? That's honestly, I stand by my fuck up, Julia. Leave it in. And I think it's more funnier.
Yeah, let the world, warts and all. I agree. It is funnier. Not more funny, not funnier.
I've been thrown off because, you know, we had a listener do a jingle, and now I'm trying to be as good as that jingle.
Oh, you're trying to top the jingle. You're in his head. Listener is in your head. I love it. I do have an email that I will be reading in a moment, but I do also want to address an elephant behind one of three doors in the room. Apparently, we really botched our further deep dive into the Let's Make a Deal, Monty Hall thing, whatever
apparently
that was called.
A lot of you were Monty appalled.
Because we still didn't get it. And we did get a number of emails. And I do, after reading it, I see how, where we were wrong. But
I put a filter on the email address that if anyone emails us back, tried to explain Monty Hall again, it's not going to go through.
No, it's fine.
And here's what we say. We ask you to, Monty, halt these emails. Let's make a deal. You don't send those emails anymore. We don't talk about
it
anymore.
Truly given us the full Monty.
Yeah.
We get it. We don't understand it. I still don't understand it.
Well, read the emails because it does. Our listeners were very kind.
Oh, no, 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 no. I read the emails. I still don't understand.
Okay. All right. Well, this is four non-blondes all over again. Here is
Which door is the one, two, three, and four on the four non-blondes? Is behind one door a blonde?
I don't know. I guess maybe that. Yeah, there might be one.
Whatever.
Yeah,
I have like a one in four chance.
Yep. Subject, Wordstravaganza. Hey guys, I'm a big word fan. Growing up, I was the sort of kid who read through the dictionary and thesaurus for fun. Yeah, I didn't have many friends at the time. Anyway, I love the podcast. It's much more entertaining than reading through the dictionary. Here are five words to choose from. I'll skip those because I chose one, as per instructions. Feel free to share my full name if you like. I'm a mid-list horror writer, so I need to get my name out in the world whenever possible. Sincerely, Jeremy C. Ship. That's Jeremy C. Ship. And Jeremy, just maybe a note, don't have any of your characters do like a 45-degree head thing with a mask, I think is a big for horror writing.
Oh, boy. And Jeremy, if you've already written that in, can I just say, keep it in.
Yeah,
I'm just one voice.
So one of the five words that I chose, and what happened was there were originally six words. I chose one. They eliminated one of the words.
No.
So then the percentage
okay. Don't do it.
All right. The word is anachronism. Anachronism.
Anachronism?
So I'll pull up the definition.
Thank you.
I did already.
I have no
You're
clue.
Welcome. Yep. Well, it's the representation of someone as existing or something as happening in other than chronological, proper, or historical order. So, like, if you were watching a movie about, George Washington, and he had a cell phone, that's anachronistic, because it's something that existed, didn't exist at the time.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay.
I
terribly spelled the word, so it'll be fun when I try to pronounce it later. Okay, so I hear that, and honestly, I can tell you where and when this word did come into play in my brain, and it kind of has to do with what you just said about the George Washington cell phone thing. When I was watching Lost, when Lost was on the air, and we found out that, I think it was season 3, when they were no longer on the island.
Okay.
Did Adel or you or Rob watch Lost?
I watched the first few episodes. I liked it, but that was pre-TiVo, and I missed a couple, so then I was like, it's over.
There's a time where we're watching the season, and you think this is a prequel to the story, but then we find out in that episode that this is the future, and so they can't be on the island anymore. And I knew that because Jack was using a cell phone that episode that was a brand new cell phone of our times and not of the pre-times. So an anachronism Yeah,
arachnophobia.
Anachronism is a new car.
An aneurysm is a brain thing. Arachnophobia is a movie with John Goodman.
And Jeff Daniels.
The Knack sang, what song did they say?
What is the word again?
Anachronism or anachronistic.
Anachronism. Oh, boy, it's tough to say.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, but that was it. Like, that's where it popped in my head. It was like, okay, that was something that was inaccurately portrayed to people.
Yeah, that's definitely, that is one, for sure.
And if any listeners out there were big Lost heads like I was, you know, let me know if you also realized at that moment that it was a lie.
Mm-hmm. I would love a, like, Spielberg-esque, like, Lincoln, Daniel Day-Lewis, where it is, like, Martha comes in and he's, like, on, like, Adele or something, and he's... He's like, well, our stocks were fucked on Bitcoin. Like, I wish there was something. I think that would be so fun. And it's not like a History of the World Part 2 kind of situation where it's like, isn't this funny? It's like dead, like totally serious.
That would be, yeah. How was the Gideon Pinocchio dress? Was that all right? Twitter, I'm getting a lot of feedback
a lot of
cunts. Nuts. Some people like it. Some people really hated it.
It says hashtag losing my emancipations.
Worth it, Brett. Worth it.
It would be really fun to just make a movie like that.
Yeah,
that just those things. Computers exist in that time, and it's not like, what is this magic box? It's like, no, this is
we all know what a TV is. Or there's a scene where it's like the Knights of the Round Table are having a discussion, and two of the knights are like getting in each other's face and yelling. And then one of them, like Sir Gawain's like, he's got a gun. And one of them just takes out a gun. And you're like, what?
I was thinking Knights of the Round Table, but there's also one of those conference call things in the center because two of the knights couldn't make it. And they're like, what are you guys talking about?
One of the knights is working from home. He just like zooms in.
I told you my sword got stuck in the stone. I can't come in today.
What are you talking about? Your sword is regular. You don't have Excalibur. I think that would be, but again, it has to be played straight,
deadpan. It can't be. No winks or nods or 45-degree tilts to the audience.
Yeah, like, it's so funny that, yes, it would be, one thing would be so technologically advanced, but then, like, they still don't have electricity. So, like, the computer works somehow, but it's like...
Candlelight?
No, it's like a fire. It's like, you have to, like, put coal on the fire to get the computer running or whatever. But the computers exist, but, like... electricity does still exist.
Or like, have you guys seen Kevin Costner's Robin Hood?
With
Morgan Freeman.
Absolutely.
Alan Rickman as Sheriff Nottingham. Outstanding movie.
Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, who I brought up before in this podcast. She was Maid Marian. Yep.
So it's like Kevin Costner's Robin Hood and Morgan Freeman. They're like running through the forest,
Slater was somebody too,
Christian Slater is Will Scarlet. And he's like, I have a brother? So they're running through the forest and they're being chased and there's arrows flying. And then all of a sudden, Morgan Freeman's like, I got this. And he goes, quack, quack, quack. And you look and there's like a Kia Sorento and they hop in and they just, and again, it's not an advertisement. It's not, although I got to say just real quick, Kia Sorento makes a fantastic product. Kia, if you're listening, if any of the hamsters are listening, we would love to have you as a sponsor on this
show. Plenty of trunk room so you can rob from the rich and give to the poor.
So much.
You know?
Yeah.
Plenty.
But I just, again, I think, and then we never see the car again. They don't mention it. It's just, and it's not an accident. It's not like a Ben-Hur scene where it's like in the background, you can see XYZ. No. This was purposeful and it's just fun.
Yeah. It's a Kia Sure Rento.
And what's that?
Sherwood Forest.
Okay. Brett, I'm going to give you fucking nothing because you didn't like When Life Hands You Masks.
I loved When Life Hands You
Thank
Masks.
Thank you, Rob.
I thought that was very good.
I've never seen that movie, so I'm not a big Eric. I don't know. I don't remember that guy's last name. Who was in Mask? Eric Stoltz.
I know exactly. Stoltz. Yeah, I had to stop myself from saying Eric Roberts. I knew that was
When Life Hands You Masks, you share.
Oh, very good.
Snap out of it. Snap out of it.
Well, just imagine like a caveman microwaving popcorn.
I mean, that's every Geico commercial.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay. But again, they're doing it as like a little wink,
wink, and a
nod. Wink and a nosh.
We're saying straight up.
There is a movie, I want to say it's called like The Last Stand, maybe? That can't be right. But it's a Bruce Willis movie where he's in the Wild West, and I think he has like a semi-automatic gun.
Well, that would be very, okay, so, but the Will Smith Wild Wild West is similar to that.
Well, that's steampunk. So that's like a
oh, yeah.
reimagined future of like, what if?
Okay. I don't understand that stuff. Right, okay, I get it now, though.
Brett, say the DeLorean pulls up right now in front of your house.
Cool.
Doc Brown says, get in, it's your kids. And you're like, I'm not concerned about that. Where in time would you go?
Ooh, good
anywhere
call.
In time.
Oh boy.
And you can bring one thing with you. Rob, same question to you. You go anywhere in time, but you can only bring one item besides your sort of clothes and your whatever.
Okay, and I assume like if you bring a cell phone, it like wouldn't work, right? Because there wouldn't be.
It would turn on and like you could.
Right.
You could access.
You wouldn't
like,
have
photos.
Access to the internet. Okay.
You have no access to the internet. Yeah.
Okay, so whatever your phone is right now, obviously it would just be a dead phone, but it would work.
You could still, use the camera or whatever else.
Okay.
That's a great cue. That's a great question.
I mean, I know the answer from me already. I don't know what I would bring, though, because it's hard to only bring one thing, I guess. Yeah, that's tough because I don't know what would really help me in that situation. I'm not going to bring a knife because I can't. Then I'd have to try to use it, and that'd be worthless. I don't know what I would bring, but I would go to the 80s. And the reason why is I don't want to go to a time where medicine was too far. Like, if I get hurt,
I
don't want to die from, like,
dysentery.
A paper cut. Yeah. I want to have access to antibiotics. I want to have access to, like, some kind of medical care. And I think it would be fun to be my age in the 80s just to see what that was like, because I only have the perspective of, like, a little kid watching movies and seeing it that way and kind of knowing it.
Yeah.
But I think it would be really cool to go to other periods of time. But I'm just too worried about dying, so I wouldn't
That's
do it.
That's true. I'm with you there. Yeah, I feel like that would be cool to be an adult in the 80s or 90s. Also, just for the sheer money you can invest in stocks that you know are now, crazy.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess.
But also at the real time, like if I'm going back and I'm leaving my current time, I wouldn't go live in the 80s. Truly, I would be like, just send me back 2 weeks, and then I would take a photo of what the lottery numbers are, and then I would just...
Boring.
No way, dude.
You
didn't
star in early edition.
Yeah, I mean, I want that. Yeah, I want that money for my now life.
See, you're not going for the experience, man. You're just trying. You're going.
You're
for
gonna
long...
leave your wife and kids. You're gonna leave your wife and kids.
It's not all about money, man.
I'm not gonna leave them forever. I'm just gonna go.
How are you gonna get back if he drops you off in 1980? What are you gonna get back in 20 years?
Well, hold on. Was the question you can never come back?
I don't see Doc giving you a ride back.
Adel, where would you go?
I'm glad you asked, finally. I go to Attila the Hun times, and I bring with me one marijuana joint. I infiltrate his group, his horde, and I say, hey, man, just try this.
You don't stand out like a sore thumb walking around back then in a flannel shirt.
I'd put dirt on my jeans. I'm not insane. I'd put some dirt on my jeans, and I'd rip my flannel shirt, and I'd say, okay, this looks pretty good. Rob, I think you're exactly right. Because to me, I'm like, I've always, Westerns, I fucking love Westerns.
Yeah.
I would not want to go to Western times. Western times.
Dead in a second.
Awful.
Dead in a second.
You're horrible. Shot in the hand. Looks like we'll just let you bleed out.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, Rob, I'd go probably 10 years prior to you.
70s?
To the 70s.
That's
and I'd
cool.
probably, I wouldn't want to go to Woodstock because that seemed miserable, but I'd probably go to... I don't know, see Zeppelin play or something. I'd see the Beatles play. I don't know.
Yeah,
it would
be very fun to see bands I love in their heyday as an adult.
Yeah,
like go to see Queen, go to see like David Bowie. Like,
yeah.
Also, the 50s and 60s too would be cool.
What are you going to do for money? You got to make some investments. You know, you might as well buy some, Yahoo stock, Rob.
Brett obsessed with making money through time travel.
How
are
you
sending me back in time to buy bad stock?
How are you going to just show up in the 80s and you don't have any money on you? You just have a phone. You're like, all right, show you these pictures of the future.
Oh, you couldn't even really bring money because they would be like, this is not what a $100 bill looks like. What is this sorcery?
Yeah, there's a lot of holes, guys. You're going to be fucked if you go back in time.
There are.
What if I run into myself? Then what happens?
Well, I think Time Cop with Jean-Claude Van Damme addresses that.
Yeah.
Or Looper. There are times, if you've ever seen the movie The Witch, which I highly recommend, it's a fantastic horror movie.
I don't think I have.
Whoa. Rob, you've never seen The Witch?
I'm not a big horror.
Honestly,
see a ton
Rob,
of horror movies.
Never seen The Witch either. Adel's finally got one to add to the old Rob White catalog of just naming a random-ass movie.
All right. But who was in The Witch?
The person you would know is... Fuck. And now my brain is only saying Ana de Armas, but it's not Ana de Armas. It's the girl with the huge... She looks like an alien. She plays chess. The alien that plays chess.
Drew Barrymore?
Oh.
You know the alien.
Yeah, the Netflix show.
The Netflix show.
I know who you're talking about.
The alien that plays chess.
I will say
Anya Taylor-Joy.
I've read The Witches of Eastwick and seen the movie. Does that count?
That's a great movie.
Is that the one with Nicholson?
It's a great book.
Yeah, and yep. Somebody keeps throwing up peach cherry pits or something. Anyway, so if you go back, I am worried because if you go back to like the time of The Witch, where the movie's set, they're in America. I think they're right outside Boston or something. Mm-hmm. But they are speaking in English that we could never comprehend.
Oh. Yeah.
It's like, Wurt today is father's Umish. You know, it's so...
Oh, okay.
They're chewing syllables where I would be like, every person I talk to, I'd be like, come again? Like, so sorry, what was that?
You'd and have be to like, talk like them, too. You'd be found out and they'd call you a witch.
Well, they would be... Yeah, they would suss you out with four simple questions and figure out you were masquerading.
What do you do for a living?
What do you do for a living?
Where are you based out of? What time do you
but their question
work,
like,
get off work?
Where do you vert for?
What? Yeah.
Huh?
What time do you till the soil to?
Actually, I understood that pretty well. It would be fun to go to like medieval times and like
dinner tournament in like the '80s and just see how popping off it was when it was really insane.
Absolutely. When it was first brand new and shiny, it would be fun to just walk around medieval times and be like, oh, think that the king should not. Like do a Monty Python voice and all of them would be like, we're going to kill you.
Did you ever see Black Knight? It's really good. It's basically that.
Martin Lawrence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's basically that.
It's a great movie.
Oh, incredible movie.
So good.
It's a great movie.
Oh, well, Brett, you're sort of the Black Knight of this podcast in terms of...
Yeah, I guess so.
You're clearly here from the future, sent mm-hmm. to recap each podcast episode, so why don't you go ahead and fulfill your duty?
Whoa, I just came through this time portal. Whoa, that's crazy. Well, of course, you know, we started the episode with nothing, but then we got a little lanyap of something extra, you know, that we were talking about. I don't know what that was, but it was there. And then, you know, we kind of masqueraded around some other topics of ghosts and other things that were spooky. And then, you know, maybe a couple of them ghosts, you know, were drinking a Coke too. And there were some anachronisms.
Wow.
Couldn't do it.
You hate to hear that.
You hate to hear it. Couldn't do it at all.
Anachronisms.
Yeah, that's like a...
I can't tell if that makes it cooler, though.
No, that's like a Jerry Lewis. Anachronisms.
Flavins.
What do we think about, guys? What do we think about, like, merch or something? We sell... I'm off the squirt idea. I'm off the squirt train. That sounds terrible. Clip that.
Yeah.
I'm off the squirt train. What if we sell Masquerade? Masquerade, is it?
Oh, like Gatorade, but Masquerade? Oh.
It's Gatorade, like, but on the bottle is a little mask. So when you drink it, people are like, who is that guy? Whoa.
Oh, that's actually...
It's sold as a sports drink, but it tastes nothing like a sports drink. And it has zero electrolytes because it's masquerading as a sports drink.
Super heavy. Real thick. Yeah. Real viscous.
Real thick.
Yeah,
real
it's thick. Got the viscosity real of WD-40.
There is a product called like Thick Water or something like that.
Ew. Okay, well, look for Masquerade. Is it in you on shelves mm-hmm. everywhere? And look for the next episode of the Word Association coming every Tuesday. Thank you all.
And if
Brenda
you
Rob,
want
anything
to
yeah,
email us, right?
Yes, twapod@gmail.com. You can mm-hmm. also follow us on the socials. Brett, hit us up with those socials: Twitter and Instagram at
twapod on both. Socials, I believe, TWA podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If anything else, it's someone masquerading as us, but I don't think there's anything else out there. It's either us or like a bankrupt airline.
Well,
probably so.
Goodbye.
The Word Association is Brett Lyons, Adil Rafai, and Rob White. The Word Association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. He preys on a certain type of person, but I also felt like he didn't. I felt like a lot of the women in that were not what I wouldn't characterize as that type of person.
Mm, so the women deserved it.
No, they didn't deserve it.
Move on, Brett, but it seems like you're saying that.
We don't have to move on. Is that true at all?
Clip that.
Ha ha ha.